Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Daisy Crump, and I have been charged for two items that I have not received. One of them, I think, is some earbuds, and I told them that I didn't want the earbuds. And the other one is for a watch, and I have not received a watch.
Okay, Ms. Crump, could you please verify your address for me?
107 Beaver Dam Road, Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see that you ordered back with us on May 10th. You had the watch and also the warranty. So you said that your watch has not been shipped out yet?
I don't have the watch, and I told them I didn't want the warranty. And they charged me for something else, which was $18 and something. But
yes, ma'am, for the warranty.
They refunded that back to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I received some earbuds in the mail the other day, which I'm getting ready to send back to y'all because I didn't order them. I have not received the watch, so I need you to cancel all everything.
Okay. So I see here that you called on the 11th stating that you only wanted the watch and you wanted, they did refund your warranty. So you said that you no longer want the watch and
I no longer want it. I've been charged for earbuds and a watch and I have not received the watch.
Okay, so that was your initial order was the watch, correct?
Right.
And you haven't even received the watch yet. Okay.
No, no. And I told them I didn't want the earbuds.
Yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second while I look at your account. Trying to figure out exactly. Would you like a tracking number on your watch to figure out where your watch is? Since you already have paid for the watch, would you like to know where it is at
no,
the moment?
I have. I looked on my account, and I see where you all charged me $60-something for a watch I don't have, and $60-something for earbuds. I can't pay. I can't pay that.
So what I can do for you is keep the watch on there, but just make sure that you don't receive the earbuds. So that's not what you wanted to order in the first place, and you did want the watch. So I will make sure that you get your watch.
I'm not going to pay $60-something for a watch, though. Almost $70?
Yes, ma'am.
I might as well get an Apple Watch.
So it actually works the same way as an Apple Watch. The only thing you cannot do is answer the phone on the watch. You can also see your text messages, measure your heartbeat, your blood pressure, and your temperature and all that with the watch, just as the same as the Apple Watch. And it's more a sleek fitting than the Apple Watch as well. But you can read your text messages and things like that, and you can see your incoming calls. You just can't answer them how you would on the Apple Watch.
Okay, but you all have already put in on my credit card almost $70 for earbuds that I don't want.
Well, I will make sure that that one is canceled off of the account, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that so that you won't have to call your bank for that. I can offer you a refund on the earbuds. Since you already received them, you will keep them, but you also get your 35% refund. And you can also the watch since you already paid for the watch.
35% off of the earbuds?
Yes, ma'am. 35% refund.
How much that's going to be?
Give me 1 second. I can calculate it for you right here. And give you the exact amount, how much it would be.
Honey, I don't want these earbuds, period, because I don't know how to use them. I don't know nothing about them.
Yes, ma'am. So, actually, with the earbuds, they're a very easy setup. Once you turn them on.
Ma'am, you don't understand.
Yes,
I'm 71 years old. I don't want them.
Well, they could be a gift for one of your grandkids.
Not if I got to pay for them.
Well, we're giving you a 35% refund on them.
And how much is that?
It'll be $22.73.
And they almost 70? No, ma'am. I told him not to send me the earbuds.
Yes, ma'am. So
and that's not business.
Okay, so I do apologize for your inconvenience. Even though the charges are valid, what I can do for you is offer you a 50% refund on the AirPod.
Baby, you listen. Yes, if you can't do it, find somebody up above you that can. I want my full refund. I don't want the AirBuds. I'm sending them back to y'all tomorrow.
So with the company, they are only ship out. They don't receive. So what I could do as a courtesy is offer you a 75% refund on the AirPods.
Honey, are you hearing me? I don't want these things.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to pay for them when I ask them not to send them. Now, that's when I called him, whoever I spoke with, and told him to take the warranty off and the AirBuds. I didn't want them. All they're supposed to have taken off was $5 and something for the watch.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm finding out that the doggone watch cost $70. So it's $75 for the watch.
It's $69.97.
And $5 and something already?
Yes,
that's the same. That's $75.
Yes,
I don't want these AirBuds, and I should not have to pay for them when I told them not to send them.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So what I will do for you, as a courtesy, is go ahead and refund you your $64.97 for your AirPods.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said I will go ahead and refund you your $64.97 for your AirPods.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to note your account. Okay, Ms. Crump, I do have your account noted that I did give you a refund for your AirPods and that you called in stating that you did not want them on the 10th and you were still billed for them. Also, I canceled out your account, so you won't receive anything else from us. And
okay.
Okay. I want to make sure everything is finalized on my end, and you should receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that I can do for you today, Ms. Crump?
And what's your name again?
Aviana.
Aviana?
Yes.
Aviana, I thank you. I thank you so much. You've done your job. You tried to get me 35%, 75%, but I just don't feel like I need to pay for any of that when I ask them not to send them. So now, do I need to send these? Oh, you said they don't receive them back?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what about the watch? Because I called the other day about the watch.
So you can,
and it told me it was going to be here Friday, and I hadn't seen it.
I can give you your tracking number on your watch, if you would like that.
That would be great.
And then that way, if UPS doesn't send you your watch, you can have your number to call UPS and figure out what they're going to do about your watch, because it was actually shipped out.
Okay.
So let me...
the number?
Hold up. Give me 1 second so I can...
Okay.
Pull up your number. Give me one moment, Ms. Crump. I'm trying to find your shipping ID.
This will be, let me say it clearly, nothing short of one of the best living learning centers in any college or university.
Okay, so what I'll do is, since it's a really long number, I'm going to try to track it for you so that way we don't get the numbers confused. I'm going to track it on my end and I can let you know where it is.
Okay.
So it says that your package was delivered May 22nd at 2:51 p.m.
Not at 107 Beaver Dam Road.
Okay, so what I would do is call UPS. I can give you their number, and then I can also give you your tracking number, and then you call them with that tracking number and let them know that you did not receive your package because it was shipped out on May. It was delivered on May 22nd.
Okay. What's the tracking number?
It's really long. Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 94.
As a 9, you said 94.
Yes, ma'am. 00. Mm-hmm. 41. So it's 4 mm-hmm. number 1. 08-400-156-495-652. And then I can also give you the number to UPS's customer service in order to call and track your package.
Okay, give me that.
So it's 1-800-275-8777.
Okay, now let's do this tracking number again.
9-4-0-0-4-1-0-8. No, I'm sorry. So it's 1-1-1-1. So 1-4 times.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right.
So it's 9-4-0-0-1-4 times.
Uh-huh. 400-156-495-652.
Okay, so go back to the four zeros. I mean the four ones. After the four ones is 084.
Okay, 1-1-1-1-0-8-4.
Mm-hmm. 0-0.
Uh-huh.
1-5-6.
Uh-huh.
4-9-5-6-5-2.
Okay. All right.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Not tonight. I'll see what I can find out tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. Same to you.